And on this Monday morning, I'm Wall Indela. It's 8:12. That's Marshmallow with Bastille and Happier. As we continue along with the program, I'm joined in the studio now by Andrew Rickauer, who is Executive Director of the United Way of Marquette County. Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Good to have you here with us in the studios today. I got a press release from the agency a little while ago last week about an initiative that you are doing with the United Way of Marquette County that has to do with masks. What's going on?
Yeah, we put in for a grant through the Department of Health and Human Services, and we're one that luckily received the grant.
It worked.
Yes. So we have 25,000 reusable masks that are at our office now for our community.
So what are you doing? You're going to be saying that they're available there, or are you distributing them to some of the member agencies? What's the plan?
Yeah, they're going to the member agencies. I'm also reaching out to schools. Back to school coming, I think that would be critical for everybody to have masks and extra masks. And anyone else who needs it, they can contact our office and we can distribute them that way. They can work through our agencies. Also, Sands Township Hall has a distribution.
So this is a little bit different from some of the things I remember seeing out of the United Way of Marquette County. Is this sort of a evolution of how you're going to do things, especially in light of now where we are with the COVID-19 pandemic?
Yeah, the pandemic's really forcing a change, but we are starting to move into a more modern United Way, become more community impact focused, and this is one of the initiatives that helps us move in that direction.
You were also just recently put the word out about you were doing something very simple and very basic, but socks. But tell me about that a little bit. What was going on there?
Yeah, socks are the most requested item for those in need. And so started reaching out to some different connections, and Bombas Socks does a great community giving program. So we received another grant through them and received 2,000 pair of socks that were distributed a week or two to Marquette County residents.
We're talking with Andrew Rickauer today, Executive Director of the United Way of Marquette County. I'm sure the coronavirus pandemic has created some challenges now with the fundraising that you do, but you're still moving ahead with some initiatives, aren't you?
Our fall campaign's coming up real soon, and we are still moving forward with everything. Giving looks a little bit different now. Everything is going to be digital. You can give online or phone or check. Mm-hmm. We're not going to be going into workplaces directly. So it looks different.
Andrew, I did want to ask you that in terms of the coronavirus pandemic right now and the usual sort of building block of the campaign for the United Way, it's always been going to businesses and workplace visits and out there with campaign co-chairs, but that's going to be different this year, isn't it?
Yeah, we really have to eliminate all the face-to-face connections, which it's too bad. So it's going to be all digital, doing videos, emails, online giving. Mm-hmm. So we're in the process of digitalizing everything that we can.
Which has got to be an interesting challenge, too, because I know the agency is always working and getting a website together and updating it, and now you got to do all those changes. Mark and I, we chaired years ago.
I was actually going to ask that. I mean, are you even going to do chairs this year, or are you going to try and find people within the community to kind of trumpet to the cause in their own way? What's the plan with that?
We do have chairs this year. Andrew Lacombe's going to stay on.
Okay.
That will help us digitalize things and work with the media in that respect. And yeah, we're just trying to.
Andrew was telling me off the microphone that there are a couple of other interesting developments with that which aren't being released yet.
But I kind of figured that
Andrew
was the case.
Andrew will stay on because he's a veteran of doing it. But there's going to be an interesting addition this year, and I know we'll talk with him a little bit.
So you're on?
No, I am not.
I mean, but you're in the loop.
I'm in the loop, but you'll be very interested to hear who has been brought in to help out with some stuff. A name from the history of the organization. But it's not who you would think, and it's not Mark Evans. No, it's not. You just haven't been asked yet. Andrew, people want to find out more about this entire, the mask initiative that you're doing, because you have some that will be available for people to get. Just, you know, you have your member agencies, but you also have them through the office. How do they get a hold of you and find out more?
They can give us a call or email us. Mm-hmm. And our number's 226-8171. or just go online to United Way of Marquette County and
give it a search and find it.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we appreciate you coming in and giving us an update on it. And we will talk with you soon as we get closer to the campaign announcements. How's that?
Sounds good.